Thank you, Jane. Now it's back to the news, and here's Judy with some more cheerful stories.
Yes, we are fortunately going to end with some more cheerful news. A 220-mile walk of joy around the Norfolk coast is being organised to raise money for Musical Keys charity. The editor of the Evening News, whose story about the lockdown was just featured, is also enthusiastically welcome spring. Heard that Alfie and two giant eagle owls have been seen above the city. And in addition, two peregrine falcons have been spotted enjoying a spot of lunch above Norwich Cathedral.
A 220-mile walk of joy around the Norfolk coast is being planned by an organisation called Nomadic Lion to raise funds for Norwich-based charity Musical Keys, which provides music and arts activities for people with disabilities and additional needs. The walkers will complete the route over 21 days to raise money and celebrate the joy of walking, music and Norfolk. Events are planned along the way with a grand finale in Norwich. James Bell, Musical Keys Marketing and Communications Officer, said, "Nomadic Lion have walked over 9,000 kilometres across five countries. We're lucky that David Atto and Yusup Sukmana have decided to make walking the perimeter of Norfolk their next adventure. They love Norfolk, as they've done it twice before for us, raising many thousands of pounds in the process." The May 14th to June the 4th walk will take in Acle, Yarmouth, Haysborough, Cromer, Sheringham, Blakeney, Wells, Burnham, Deepdale, Heacham, Sandringham, Narborough, Wotton, Wyndham, and finish in Norwich.
Richard Porritt writes to the people of Norwich, "It's here. My scarf has been discarded, my undercoat removed, and although the flat cap remains, I think its days are numbered. Spring has sprung. Already, whilst wandering round the city this week, it feels like someone has flicked a light switch on. The daffodils are out, the sun has been shining, and people are smiling. Isn't it extraordinary what a small window of good weather can do? I love our city, whatever month it is, but Norwich is the summer of joy, and the first flick of spring feels like Christmas Eve. The anticipation of what's to come is heavy in the air as folks stroll down the river or take a breather on a park bench. But I've been tripped before, because this is Britain, don't forget. Weather forecasts have hinted at a super warm April. I reckon we might get snow. Because a pessimist is never disappointed and also never cold. So until about June, I'll keep the hat in my bag. Hopefully, I won't have to place it on my head. But it is definitely best to be prepared. But while the sun is shining, let's enjoy it. Our city has so much to offer. So go and explore. During the week, we're all so busy, we miss things. I don't make resolutions at New Year, but I am trying to walk more. Let's hope that the weather continues and we can get out a lot in the weeks ahead."
Alfie is back. The famous Eurasian eagle owl gave one city woman a shock when he swooped onto her balcony and peered at her through the window. The impressive bird escaped from his owner's home more than 18 months ago and has been at large in the Riverside area near Carrow Road ever since. Lorna, who is a volunteer at Norfolk Wildlife Rescue, heard Alfie hooting before he arrived to pay a visit. "My partner and I heard the owl on the roof of the factory opposite our flat," she said. "When we walked over to the door to take a look, he flew and landed on the balcony and carried on hooting. It was absolutely amazing." Pauline Goss, who also lives nearby, has seen the giant bird almost every day for 2 months. And she said, "I think he probably likes it because there are so many pigeons. At first I didn't know he was an escaped owl, so didn't know who to tell, but he's absolutely huge."
The giant eagle owl, thought to be swooping the city streets alone, has in fact got two companions at large to tear around Norwich with. It has been revealed that Alfie, the lovesick owl, who has a wingspan of 6 feet, has been joined in the skies over the city by fellow escaped Eurasian eagle owls, Luna and Buddy. Alpha escaped his Lakenham home in 2020 and has since been spotted around Carrow Road, even landing on the back of a jogger's head in what was later determined to be a failed attempt at mating. However, Alfie will no longer be living the bachelor life, following the news that two other owls are now on the loose in Norwich. Dean Brandish kept owls in the Riverside area and mistakenly let out two young birds in September 2021. We believe many of the sightings of Alfie may in fact be Buddy. He said, "We are gutted. We'd had Buddy since he was a few weeks old, so it's sad that he's not here." Questions over whether the trio could breed a new generation of giant eagle owls in Norwich remains to be seen, said one expert. Head falconer at Suffolk Owl Sanctuary, Rufus Samkin, said, "It's hard to say what it will mean to have three of these birds in the same area. If they have all been able to exist this long, it means they are able to hunt for their own food. They tend to pair for life, so it is likely that they could still be together. We are in the midst of mating season, so if Luna and Buddy have been successful, we would know by June."
And a pair of spectacular birds of prey have been spotted enjoying a spot of lunch in the sunny skies above Norwich Cathedral last weekend. Chris Skipper visits the landmark and its well-known birds most weekends to photograph them and to document their behaviour for his Facebook page that's packed with enthusiasts. The Cossie man said, "I was lucky enough to see a food pass take place. The male will pass food to the female. He does this to show her that he's a good hunter, and it strengthens the bond." When asked what he likes about the peregrines, Chris said, "They are an apex predator, ruthless, fast, agile and handsome. Everything I'm not." Chris added, "He's spotted a new female at the cathedral this year, and fans are eager to see the babies that come from her first breeding season. But for now, the birds are enjoying the first of the springtime sunshine in the city skies."